Human beings in the wild savanna needed each other in order to survive. In today's modern society, people need protection from other people too. Rousseau was the first to acknowledge that. So if we agree that this is one of the first fundamental functions of society, we should in fact reject any human behavior that goes against this theory. So it's true, Beethoven was a rude and vulgar person who probably suffered from a bipolar disorder. Van Gogh lost his mind. Other artists can be labeled as eccentric, antisocial, or even estranged from society. Nevertheless, as long as they don't cross over the line and breach the basic human contract, we may savour and rejoice their art and creations. This is why I am able to enjoy Beethoven's magnificent creations. Yet on the other hand, as a daughter of a Holocaust survivor, I am unable to listen to the music, magnificent as it may be, of composers who believe, for example, in the final solutions of the Jews. An artist that breaches this contract, that endangers the freedom and safety of members of society, regardless of their religion, faith, beliefs, or background, by a direct action, and this is very important, only by a direct action, should lose his place in society, together with the privileged platform of which he presents his creativity and art, and along with this, the power we attribute to it. Unless he regrets his action. Yes, apology can be accepted.